الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لوليه والصلاة على نبيه، والوزن والعدل والفضل والنجم والعزم بالجزم، بوحدته بكبريائه بسلطان وبإعلان وبإيمان وإتقان وبيان في فرقان، وحده لا شريك له، وحده بوحدة موحدا بوحدة موحدا بوحدة، وحيدا أحدا بلا مدد وجدد ونسب ووصف في الكمال، لا شريك له ولا نذير له ولا وزير له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له، من يشرك في ذاته وصفاته وعاداته وآياته أو يتفرق بغيره من نبي وولي وتقي ونقي وحسين وجميل وصغير وكبير فعليه الخسران والوبال. ثم نشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا معصومنا مؤيدنا مخدومنا أشرف الخلق أجدر الخلق أعظم الخلق أكمل الخلق أنور الخلق سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغ غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه. وقال تعالى: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال أيضا: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تساوى يومه فهو مغبون. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يحب المروءة إذا عمل عملا أتقنه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector, controller of every single thing exists. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master, final messenger, who has been sent as a mercy to the entire universe, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his family members, companions, for every single Muslim brothers and sisters who followed and who is following and who will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected brothers, honorable ulama karam, elders in Islam, I first of all remind myself and each and every one of you, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey His commandments in every second, in every minute in your life. And stay away from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have requested us to stay away and made it haram in the Sharia. Obey the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every injunction in your life. My dear respected brothers, elders in Islam, each and every one of us at this time, this moment in our country, we all are speaking about the budget. We are speaking about the budget and lot of debate in a very high scale to a low scale. Everyone is speaking, what is the impact going to be the 2012 budget? Each and everybody's concern is that what is going to happen to the economy of our country? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, we as Muslims, we don't need to be fear, we don't need to be afraid about what is going to happen to our economy, what is going to happen to our financial situation. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, each and every one of us budget is allocated before even we enter to this world. Before even we step to this world, our budget is allocated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly divided. Allah knows to whom, what to give, how to give, and when to give, and what ability Allah should give each and every one of us. So we don't need to worry. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us the iman. Don't panic, don't worry. Our rizq in Allah's hand. Inna Allahu wa Razzaq. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every creature which is walking in this earth, every creature, not only human being, not only animals, every creature, it can be from small to big. The rizq is Allah's hand. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. Allah has showed and kept our rizq in heaven. وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. And whatever Allah has promised us. So my respected brothers, and in the Islam, don't panic, don't worry, Allah is with us if we are real believers and if we are Muslims. And my respected brothers, and in Islam, now we need to worry about ourselves, about our future, about life after death. This is the worry, the concern that every Muslim should have. Not what is going to happen tomorrow to us. We need to worry what is going to happen tomorrow after our death. After my death, if death comes to me today, am I ready to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The primary object of human being in this world, it is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rid Allah. Allah today, Piripradan, Manidunudaya, Muslimudaya, in the Ulaha Wantude, Pradhanaman Anukam, the main and the core object. The essence of all the activities that we are doing, it can be ibadah, can be anything, family life, all that, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us the method, the sharia, the system, how we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to please Allah, we need three very important qualities or three important areas, faculties in our life, then we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moonu min mukkiyamana vishayangal or mu'min or muslim endra adipadaila engal irukka vendiyadhaga irukku. Adhan moolamaga Allahudaiya thiruptiya, Allahu thiruptipadakoodiya, Allah sandoshapadakoodiya oru vaazhkai engalukku indha ulagathula vaazhu. First is that iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa. Mudhalavathu iman and taqwa. Iman and taqwa, it always goes along. In every khutbah, Imam has to remind that Imam has to advise everyone to live a life of taqwa. My respected brothers, elders in Islam, we don't know how many times in our budget that Allah has allocated us, the budget of time period, how much Allah has given us, no one knows. How many seconds, how many minutes, how many hours, how many days, how many weeks, how many months, how many years, no one knows how many years or how many minutes we're going to live in this world. Some are born, just few seconds they live, they are born, alhamdulillah. They are born without even disobeying Allah. Some live for few hours, they are born, they left us. Some live for few weeks, for few months, for few years. Each and every one of us have lived few years, 10, 20, 30, 40 years they have lived. So my respected brothers, in every minute or the time that Allah has given us, how can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So very important thing, the iman and taqwa. Cultivating iman in ourselves and taqwa. And how to get this iman? How to bring and increase our iman? How to work and make effort on iman? Is there a module? Is there a system? Is there a way? Is the iman is something that we inherit from our parents? No. The nidaya in iman, we never inherit. Maybe we have been born in a house for a parent, Muslim parent. But that doesn't mean that we will die with iman. There is no guarantee that Allah gives iman and hidayat through His mercy. Allah selects and gives iman and hidayat to whom He will. So my respected brothers, elders in Islam, the first of all, the very important thing is iman and taqwa. How to cultivate and increase and work on iman? It's a very simple thing. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah mentioned so many stories in Holy Quran. Allah said so many stories in Holy Quran. This is the signs of Iman. What they used to ponder and think, that is, as a Muslim, we need to ponder and think. When we do anything, just think and ponder and say that, why, how Allah has done this? It's raining. Just think and ponder how Allah is sending the rain down. You think that is sufficient to increase your Iman. That is sufficient to increase your Iman. Just think about Allah. Look at the creation of Allah and think the power and just remember that Allah is very powerful. We will recognize Allah through His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells a story in Holy Quran about a prophet who passed through a village, a city which had been destroyed. He asked, how will Allah, how will you give life again back to this city? How will you give life? This is what he's thinking and pondering. Ibrahim alayhi salam always used to think and ponder. Look at the sun, moon, the heaven, the earth, the mountain. Allahu Akbar. We Muslims, we inherit the Iman. We have got the Iman, we don't worry. We don't even think and ponder. We just ready to think each and every creation of Allah will give the message of Allah. So Iman and Taqwa is something very important that each and every one of us have to have in every second or every breath of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, if the death comes to us, the moment that we don't have Iman, na'uzubillah, we don't know what is the condition going to be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, it frightens me and each and every one of you. A time will come, a mu'min, he will be a mu'min in the morning, in the evening he will be a kafir. In the evening he will be a believer, a mu'min, but in the morning he will be a kafir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, may Allah protect us. May Allah give us the good quality Iman. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, this effort of Iman, working, you know, to cultivate, to bring and protect the Iman, is to have to go on from morning to evening, 24/7, and every day in our life, we need to think and ponder in different forms. But unfortunately, it is very sad to say, even we are performing Salah, our Salah is without Iman, without the remembrance of Allah. What do you say when I say without Iman? Without the remembrance of Allah we are performing, because our Iman is so weak. Second very important thing is need for us to obey and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that is ilm, knowledge. Through ilm, my respected brothers, we will be able to identify, we will be able to know what is correct and what is wrong. And the third thing is akhlaq, good character, good character. I can explain these two very important issues, how a bird needs two, you know, wings to fly. Need two wings. With one side it cannot fly. Likewise, a mu'min, a believer, to excel in this world, to improve all the aspects of his life, he needs the ilm and akhlaq. Along with Iman, he needs the ilm and akhlaq. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama bu'istu mu'alliman, I have been sent as a mu'allim, as a ustad, as a teacher. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq, I have been sent to this world in order to complete, in order to perfect the good character, good akhlaq. These two important issues, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah was sent as a prophet to the entire universe, at that time the human being were lacking these two things. They were the nation which excelled with ilm. They had a lot of knowledge, knowledge of dunya, Rome and Persia, but they did not have akhlaq. They did not have akhlaq. They had ilm, no akhlaq. But then on the other side, in Arab world, they lacked both. They didn't have ilm, neither they had akhlaq. Very few among the Arabs who were learned. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, all the areas, all the whoever is excelled in education field, everyone is dependent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the knowledge Rasulullah said has a muallim and ustad for entire humanity. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, at that time the era was so bad, people did not differentiate between the mother, sister, father, uncle, between human being and animal, they could not differentiate between. The akhlaq was so worse, the ilm was so bad. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked in both this area. When it comes to ilm, I just want to say this matter is very important. When it comes to ilm, we have different arguments. What is the real ilm? Is it the ilm of Quran and Hadith? Is the real ilm? All the other ilms are not being, all the other knowledge are not being considered as knowledge. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, a basic description I can give you all. Every ilm which will remind you about Allah, which will show you the mighty and the power of Allah. Through that ilm you can recognize Allah and you will understand Allah. That ilm is that Allah I mentioned in Holy Quran and Hadith. My dear respected brothers and elders in Islam, we need to see there are so many areas, there are so many faculties that we as Muslims we lack. There are basic issues, there are basic things. Why I am saying this? We have just reached the end of the year, Islamic calendar, we in Dhul Hijjah, in a few days will come, the Muharram will begin. Each and every one of us, while we're thinking about the budget, just think how much time I allocate to sake of ilm, to learn ilm. How much time do I allocate? How much time do I allocate to improve my life? To improve and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of, hours of the day, how many minutes of the day, how many days of the month I allocate for sake of ilm. My respected brother, elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, seek knowledge from cradle to grave. Each and every one of us, we have to seek. There is no completion for ilm. There is no complete, I have graduated it, so I don't want to go and learn. I am a great chef, I am a great alim, so I don't want to go and learn. I know everything, there is nothing like that. فَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. About every individual, every learned person, there is someone who is learned than him. There is someone who is learned than him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran the story of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam thought, I am the prophet of Allah, and the most learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him a lesson in Surah Al-Kahf. Every Friday, reading Surah Al-Kahf is sunnah, and the reward that we get for reading Surah Al-Kahf, Allah will protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the habit and the practice of reading Surah Al-Kahf every Friday, inshallah. My dear brother, Musa alayhi salam thought, I am a prophet of Allah, I am getting revelation, I am communicating with Allah, so there is no one above me. I am the most learned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Musa alayhi salam a lesson through Hidr alayhi salam. Said, you go to so and so, a long story, go to this place, you will meet a person, you company him. Hidr alayhi salam put a condition, say to Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, okay, you can accompany me with some condition that you should not ask any question by me why I am doing that. Why I am doing this? Don't question me. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, three different occasions, according to the knowledge of Musa alayhi salam, what Hidr alayhi salam was doing is something wrong. So he questioned him. He caught him, he said, why are you doing it? Why are you breaking this ark, this bull? Why are you building this? And why did you kill that innocent boy? Three questions. The third question, he said, okay, aza farati baini wa bainak. Between me and you, this is a separation because I warned you three times. I gave you three chances. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the wisdom behind every incident that took place at that time. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, the ilm, it is two different areas. where we have in our community, there is no balance. What I say is here, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, please forgive me. There's no balance. We have one area, we need one, we got some expert who are expert in general knowledge. What do you mean general knowledge? Is knowledge that is which needs in this physical life. They know how to do, they have done degree in management, degree in commerce, they are master, they have done everything in that. But you ask about Sharia way of doing business? Say, is there a Sharia way of doing business? I only know the success in business through commerce, through the Islam, through the world history. No, there is no balance now. Now we have another person, a great ulama, maybe like me, people who have learned the Sharia. We have learned the Sharia law, and in Sharia law, the examples what we have, the classical book, it gives examples of classical error when the business used to take place in, you know, the time of not industry, the barter system, where the exchange used to take place goods to goods. And people used to keep mortgage, their houses, different types of ancient types of business trading, examples are given, principles remain as it is. Now you get this corner, he comes to this business world and he's saying this ocean is so big, these people are speaking about cost cutting, these people are speaking about marketing, these people are speaking about, you know, management, these people are speaking about inflation. What is this? Marketing is not mentioned in Umdah, marketing is not mentioned in Mahalli, marketing and the cost cutting is not mentioned. The essential consumer's rights have been not spoken in. My respected brother, it is spoken in Kitab. Consumer's rights have been spoken. In the Kitab it has been spoken. In Hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly explains about the consumer's rights. An agreement between the seller and the buyer. And the objective, the conditions to the object. There should not be any doubt. All these things clearly explains. But now when he comes to this practical world, he finds that he cannot relate it together. He cannot connect it together. My respected brother in Islam, this is the difference between us and the Sahaba Karam. They had the practical knowledge. They had the practice how the world is going. The Uruk. Uruk means the custom, the system, what is taking place, what is prevailing in the world. And they knew the Sharia. They knew what is happening in the Sharia. They clearly understood this is right and this is wrong because they knew the principles of Sharia and they knew what is the custom. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, when I'm saying about the ilm, all the ilm which will benefit us, we need to learn and we need to practice and implement in our life. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, when it comes to this ilm, there are so many other faculties that we have to learn. These ilms are not only given to this ulama. What I'm saying is ulamas are carrying a amanat. I every time say, there are over 7,000 ulamas in our country, they're carrying a amanat in order to dispose and give it to you all. Each and every ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entitled to receive that amanah and to protect that amanah, the amanah of the knowledge, the ilm of Sharia. But my respected brothers, they are qualified, they have come out, they don't have a platform, they don't have an environment in order to dispose or to hand over the amanah to you all. You have not created that. It is just a customary. It is just a custom where we have an imam, he does the imamah, we think our religion is just up and down, kiss the ground with the Friday, with five times parah, it's over. My respected brothers, religion means it has to govern our conscience in every second, in every minute, in every injunction in our life. Mamega Singhalin Kirana, Ita Padilimikyanapuna, Atma Kyanne, Atma Dharme Palne Karna Maga. Atmaya, soul, it has to guide and control. Atma dharmaya palne karna magatamaya aarokya. We need to understand this, my dear brother. The amanat. May amanat. Kena me ulama varun igadakena seena me amanat teka. Ulama varun to vitra ayati amanat teak nove. May amanat kena me మీ ముస్లిం ఉమ్మాయికైనా శామ పుద్గరేమ శామ పుద్గరే పురుషత్రి హెమదనాకమ మే వగకీమ మే డగుమల అపాకల వగకీమ తీ నమత్ మగే ఆదరణీయ సహోదరుని వెడిచిని ఏవెని పరిచర్య అపే పల్లియ తులవో అపే మదరసావల తులవో అపి బిహి కర్లన ఉదాహరణ కొచింగ్ యం కిసి ఎక్కినిక్ పౌలే ఎక్కినిక్ అంతర్ ఉనాద యాకే దేపలతిక దెన్ బెదాన్ నోని యాకే దేపలతిక కాకద ఐసి మే ఇల్ మే దనుమ అపిన్ కీదెట్ తీనోద Faraid, Mirab, Inheritance Law. How many of us do have the knowledge of dividing your inheritance law? Quran explains so detailly. Ita pahadilumu Quran pahadilikarandi. Hamadiyakna mimma kalla au katura. Mimma kalla au katura. Putidiyak kutna puluam. Sikak kutna puluam. Ready with godak kutna puluam. Sikak kutna puluam. మొదటిగా పునఃపరికబడ్డాయి ఏక తాస్తకి దేపలట హైకినం ఏక బెదెన్నోన హరియట ఉదాహరణ కోసం తరమ తాత్త పాపిచ్చి కల్ల తీలగీ తరమ తీయనోనే ఏక దేపుల అనువ తమంగే లమైంట తమంగే పౌలటికి బెదెన్నోన హరియట ఏక బెదెన్నోనే మీ శరీర పహదిరిమ కీనది శరీర క్లియర్లీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దిస్ కెన్ బి లిటిల్ ఓ స్మాల్ ఓ బిగ్ Little or large, everything has to be divided. How many of us do have this knowledge? Each and every one of us are getting married. Abhi okkumala kathata bandino. We get married. How many of us do have knowledge of kitab al-nikah? How many of us have learned kitab al-nikah? It has become a custom. We have an imam, we call him. He gives the time. 20 minutes, your nikah paya hazrat. Do it 20 minutes nicely. You know, mix with English, Singlish. Everyone must understand. My respected brothers, in 20 minutes, 23 years of life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the kitab al-nikah. Through how many wives? Through 9 wives, through 11 wives, Rasulullah explains the ummah, the kitab al-nikah. Through 11 wives he explains. He said, all the wives are different. At the same time he had 9 wives explained. With Safiya radiallahu anha, with Aisha radiallahu anha, with Khadija radiallahu anha, the wives in all the different categories. Rasulullah explains the kitab al-nikah. Our ummah is expecting to explain that kitab al-nikah in 20 minutes. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, what I am saying is that we need to first think and ponder, now I need to give time to learn the deen of Allah. I need to give time to learn the Sharia of Allah. Allah is revealing the Sharia in order for us, for each and every one of us. Allah is Sharia Pahalakarlatina Hava Dinatama. Abhi Hava Pudgalintum Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Me Sharia Dhanuma Dhanagarnika. Aniwara Karlatina. Namut Ulama Varunga Kategorika Samara Deval Tino Eke Pahadili Kirima Pahadili Karanneka Amaru. E Deval Dhanuma Dhanagana ఈ పెహదిలి కిరీమ ఈ పెహదిలి తత్వే తమాకిట్ లబాగని తమై ఉలమావరంగే వగకి నము ఏది దిన తీన హెమదామ కరణ అవశ్య దేవన్ తమం హెమదినామ దనగతి యుద్ధే మై రెస్పెక్టెడ్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ఎండర్స్ ఇన్ ఇస్లాం జస్ట్ థింక్ ఇన్ నెక్స్ట్ ఇయర్ 2012 ఇన్ కమింగ్ ముహర్రం జస్ట్ థింక్ అండ్ పొండర్ హౌ మచ్ అవర్స్ యూ కెన్ ఎలకేట్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు గో అండర్ ఆలిమ్ అండర్ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, Kun aliman, aw mutaalliman, aw mustami'an, aw muhibban, wala kafun al-khamisa, wal-khamisatu an tubghida al-ilma wahda. If you are living in this world, either you live as an alim, a learned scholar, or mutaallim as a student, or mustami' who will give a hearing to the alim. Wala kafun al-khamisa, aw muhibban, or who will love the ulama, who will appreciate the ulama, who will respect the ulama. وَلَا تَكُنِ الْخَامِسَ Do not become the fifth person. فَتُبْلَقْ You will destroy yourself. That is the submission for your destruction. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, who is the fifth person? أَن تُبْغِلَ الْعِلْمَ وَهْلَ Who dislikes the knowledge and the people of knowledge. Who dislikes, he doesn't want to learn. He doesn't want to improve himself. He says, I don't need to learn. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is the one area that each and every one of us have to improve, and we have to always, this improvement will go on. Iman, the effort of Iman, every day it will go on. Effort of working on our ilm, every day it has to go on. Prayer is our akhlaq. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, akhlaq, ulama karam explain and explain very clearly, akhlaq can be divided into two parts. One is called ikram, that we say ikram al-muslimin, honoring a believer, honoring a Muslim brother. There are special duties that you have to do towards your Muslim brother. Another part of akhlaq, that is a general akhlaq for every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can be a Muslim, a non-Muslim, human being, animal, your neighbors, everything. This is the other part of akhlaq. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the Battle of Khaybar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the Battle of Khaybar, when the battle took place between the Jews and Muslims. In this Khaybar, they had a lot of fortress. The Jews, they broke the contract with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah went with the army in order to attack them or to make them to pay compensation for breaking the contract. What they did, they played some trick, they went into the fortress and they covered themselves. But one thing, all their cultivation, their palm trees were outside the fortress. So they thought, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very kind, and he has said, when you go to a battle, when you go for a jihad or any expedition, do not cut the fruit, the trees which gives you fruit. And they went in and they are safe. Rasulullah said, we are Muslims, they have done this and they are playing a trick with us. So Allah told the Sahabas, set fire for all these palm trees. When they were setting the fire, the Jews came up and said, oh, please stop, because through that they are getting sustenance. Please stop, we'll stop now. In this battle, my respected brother, one slave, when they were in the fortress, one slave came out of it. He came out and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am a slave. If I embrace Islam, what will you give me? What I'll get? What is the benefit I'll get? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you embrace Islam, we will keep you above our head. We will respect you so much. Allah. He said, really? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. If you embrace Islam, you are a slave, but you will be above our head. We respect you so much because of Islam, because of Iman. Immediately say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then my respected brother, an elder in Islam, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is next? Now what must I do? The time of battle, Rasulullah needed, the Jews have to come out. He wants to play a trick. You see the concentration of Rasulullah. Immediately Rasulullah asked, to whom does all the sheep and cattle belong to? The shepherd said, the slave said, all of this belongs to my master. Rasulullah said, first hand over all those and come back. This is called akhlaq and this is called a Muslim. Before saying you go and fight, get me the message, information, what is happening inside, Rasulullah concentrate on haqq of others. Haqq of others, the rights of others, the obligation that you have towards others. This is what is called akhlaq. Akhlaq means your obligation towards the creation of Allah, towards your neighbors, animals and all those things. Animal welfare, in our country, one of the biggest allegations against Muslim slaughter cattle. Muslim that Qurban, and it is inhuman. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Islam is the holy religion. I clearly spoke about animal welfare. Animal welfare, as a hadith, has been spoken. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once some sahabas were standing, sitting top of the camel, and they were having a chat. Rasulullah said, this is a camel, don't make this camel as your member, as a platform for you to talk. If you need to talk, get up and talk. They also have a haqq right, Allah. Once Rasulullah was passing through, a camel was crying. Rasulullah heard the crying and the moaning of the camel. Rasulullah went near that very old elderly camel and asked what's wrong. This camel starts talking to Rasulullah, said, "My master, when I was young, when I was energetic, he made use of me. Now I am old and weak. Now he is not caring for me." Allahu Akbar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the owner of that camel and said, "You fear Allah in the matter of this camel." So my respected brothers and elders of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran, the ayah what I read in the beginning of my khutbah, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. Allah has given us a religion. Allah has sent the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil huda, with guidance, ودين الحق, with the haq, with the deen, which is haq, which is truth, ليظهره على الدين كله, to prevail, to overcome all the other religions. وكفى بالله شهيدا. Allah is sufficient for that. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, in order to overcome all the other religions, we need to practice the real Islam. We need to have the real Iman. We need to have the real Ilm. And we need to have Akhlaq, my respected brothers. So my respected brothers, when we have this, we can actually give them a say, this is what is Islam all about. This is what is Islam. People want to see Islam practically. They don't want to see Islam in book. Islam in book, enough literature, enough kitabs available. You go to the internet, you can read so much about Islam. But people want to see the practical Islam. Do really this type of Muslim exist? Do really this type of Muslim exist? My respected brothers and elders in Islam, keep this in your mind. And we as a Muslim, we are universal. We have a brotherhood which is universal brotherhood. We need to have concern for every individual, every unit of this ummah. My respected brothers, keep this in our mind. Our brothers are suffering in Palestine. Our brothers are suffering in Egypt. Our brothers suffering in Yemen. Our brothers suffering in Syria. Our brothers suffering in Iraq. Our brothers suffering in Afghanistan. Our brothers are suffering in Pakistan. Our brothers in different part of the world, in different jails, they are suffering because of Islam. All these problems, this turmoil, all this problem in Muslim world, because we are Muslims, my respected brother. This battle will go on till the day of Qiyamah. This enmity between Muslims, between Haqq and Baatil, will go on till the day of Qiyamah. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَجَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. We as Muslim brothers, we cannot do much. We can pray for them. We can make dua, and we can improve our life. And so, we are a Muslim. We are not terrorists. We are peacemakers. We are Muslim. We don't kill. We don't hurt. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We are a Muslim who love peace, who have come with the message of peace. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sent to this world as a mercy to the entire universe. So, every sunnah of Rasulullah is a mercy to the entire universe. Every action of Rasulullah is a mercy to the entire universe. Every saying of Rasulullah is a mercy to the entire universe. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, people have to realize we are in depth of giving this message to non-Muslims. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the understanding of ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us the real iman and ilm and taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all these things for our practice. Next year, my dear brother, all of you take this message. I spoke many things. Go and work on these three areas. One is your iman, your ilm, and akhlaq. I'm also in need of working too with this area. Each and every one of us, this effort has to go on till our death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the Muslim brothers who are suffering, who are left us, who are in trouble. May Allah forgive them, and may Allah accept all the actions. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.